listening to the Coffee Hour.
I love it when I turn on your mic before you're ready.
Then you hear. I'm Sarah Golseth.
Good morning. I'm Andy Bates.
I thought it was Friday this morning.
Oh.
That was rough.
And that disappointment when you find out it's not Friday, it's Tuesday.
It's not Tuesday. Stop it.
Why would you be sad? We get to spend time here on the Coffee Hour and talking with exciting and interesting people each day.
I do love talking to people.
Yes. How did you observe Valentine's yesterday?
Valentine's? Church.
Church, yes.
Same here. I rode my bike to church. That was exciting.
I saw that. I saw your picture yesterday.
Yeah. Well, my husband had the car because he works till 7. So I got to ride my bike.
Sweet.
Put my dinner on the back and my panniers. And it was a real adventure.
I'm starting to appreciate those earlier evening services. Our service was at 7 o'clock last night as well.
It's late.
And
are you falling asleep?
Well, yeah, I was fighting it, man. I was trying so hard, but man, it was good. We sang some nice hymns and we received the Lord's Supper, so it was good.
Yes. And we had choir rehearsal after church, so it was like 9 o'clock when we left.
Oh,
like,
my.
It is my bedtime right now.
See what happens when you start doing morning stuff?
I know.
Morning programs?
So terrible.
Well, you shared that you biked to church yesterday. One way I learned about that was social media.
Yes.
I'm trying to create a segue
for
you.
Man,
that
was a good segue. Yeah, because I failed yesterday. That was terrible. Social media is such a thing for us now.
It's social and media.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have in studio with us Meredith Whitefield, who is a communications specialist for youth ministry with the LCMS Office of National Mission. And you do a lot of social media, don't you?
I do. That's like the main thing I do for my job.
So I'm with a younger generation, you know, we're just kind of on social media and we've learned how to communicate in a digital world. But how did you, or what was your first introduction to actually using media and communications as an actual like career?
So I went into college thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to totally do communications. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to love doing it. And actually my first like experience with doing social media for the church in general was becoming a YAB at the 2013 gathering. And actually today on my Facebook on this day, I had my like post that said, I just got accepted to be a YAB 5 years ago today. And I was like, that's so great. This is a good topic to talk about today. So yeah, the 2013 gathering was my first experience where I was like, social media is really cool and we can do a lot of fun things with it.
Fun and but yet it also shapes our lives. Great example. This pops up as a memory from 5 years ago today. So it's kind of, in a sense, for those of us who are older, not millennials, hashtag not a millennial.
Are you outnumbered today?
What?
Are you outnumbered today?
I am outnumbered. For those of us not millennials, you know, that it harkens back to the day of a journal, a personal journal, maybe a handwritten journal or a diary or something like that. And you flip back through the older pages and reflect on some memories. Here we have this digital version, but it's not just solo. It's not just, you know, something for me to read. It's very social in that sense. You have a choice of whether or not you share that memory, but it so shapes our lives. Yesterday, I had a friendversary show up on mine.
Those are the best. Those are worth celebrating.
And it made me think of this friend, and we've been friends a lot longer than we have been on Facebook. But it's interesting how then that shapes my life. It makes me think of that person and reflect on them and be thankful for them and those types of things. But it also can, I think it can change the tone for the day as well. How does social media shape your tone, for the day, or shape the direction of your day? What does the pace of a typical day look like for you? Some days I'm sure faster than others.
Oh yeah. Well, it just depends what's going on up in the office really. So normal days, I've got this huge calendar on my wall and it's all color coded with all these social media posts for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and it's great. So that's kind of what I check every day. Like, okay, here's what I've got going. Here's what's important. Here's important days. Here's fun holidays. I love fun holidays.
You are
online.
In good company. I have seen the matrix on her desk of social media posts, and it's color coded too.
It's the best way to do it.
It's the only way to stay organized. It's so great. I don't know. Having a plan for me is like I have to have it. If I don't have a plan, then I don't know what's going on or what to do. And then getting the response from people, like, you know, you post something and automatically you've reached, on a gathering page, we've reached 25,000 people, you know, and having those conversations with people like I have never met. So impacting their day and they're impacting my day. It's so great.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of projects, other than social media, that's probably a large part of what you're doing. What other projects or events are you able to cover or be involved with?
Right. So anything that the youth ministry office would do, we've got, along with social media, you know, we're going to Best Practices next week and we're going to be sitting there talking with a bunch of people interested in what we're doing and what the gathering's doing. A lot of projects happen with the gathering. There's a lot of cool people doing a lot of media stuff. Working with the video team out in Nebraska, they are doing awesome work. And getting to meet like with adult leaders and work with those resources and get it on the website and talk to those people through webinars. We've got a couple webinars coming up in the next couple months. We just had Youth Ministry Symposium where we did a lot of research for a long time with millennials. all that's getting released in the coming months. So doing webinars with Mark and Juliana and Ryan and getting all that information out for people is a lot of fun. And it'll be a really good project.
And you mentioned the gathering. So that's next summer.
Yes.
But you're already.
Yes. Every time somebody says it's like, oh, it's less than 18 months. You have to, less than 18 months? Are you sure?
Take a deep breath.
Ooh, it's going to be okay. So you're already doing a lot of planning for that then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got meetings all the time for gathering stuff. I was just looking at my to-do list for gathering media projects. So graphic design and T-shirts and website stuff. And it's just like, it's coming really fast and it's happening all right now. And gathering is starting.
What are you looking forward to most about gathering now that you're in this role? What are you really looking forward to being able to do?
So I absolutely love this theme. Real Present God is a fantastic theme. And I think reading through the Psalms personally, how it still relates, it's so relatable even today, 2000 years ago written. And I can relate to what David's writing or what the other psalmists are writing. And I think participants and adults and volunteers are really going to relate to it. I'm really excited to see how the messages are going to unfold and what that's going to look like. And we've got some really cool media stuff planned to mix in with Real Present God.
Part of what we do as professionals in communication, I don't know, can I use the word professionals?
Sure.
Part of what as communicators, it's telling the story, telling someone's story or helping them tell their story, conveying their story. What do you love about sharing those stories, or what do you look for when telling a story, when conveying that story to your audience, whether it be on social media, print piece, or whatever it might be?
I personally love like revival stories, spiritual revival stories, people that have been like rock bottom. The only way that they could have made it back is through the Holy Spirit and through God. And I think those stories are so powerful. And then to be able to share that on social media, like, I can post a story and you can share it to your 300 friends in less than 3 seconds, or you can post a 10-second story on Instagram and it's shared with 5,000 people. And it can happen so fast and be so impactful in a large amount of people at in a short amount of time. And it's so great to watch that happen.
What have you, social media can be such an impactful thing in our lives, being able to share stories. What have you seen as a maybe a shift in the way that you could tell stories, I don't know, 10 years ago to how you're being able to tell stories now?
I think you can tell them a lot faster and you can do them with really good quality. I just think it's so amazing how far it can reach. So I can share my story and it's going to reach more than St. Louis. It's going to reach, you know, Missouri, and it's going to reach back home in Texas. And then it's going to just keep spreading to all this. And suddenly my one story that maybe 10 years ago I could have told my group of friends can now reach thousands of people. And I think that just the impact that can make and how much that has changed and how much more accessible it is to tell your story. You can go on Facebook Live right now if you wanted to and, you know, tell your story and reach however many people, all your friends.
Sure. I have to ask, what's your favorite platform?
Oh, Okay, so I am a huge Twitter person. Oh. I love tweeting. If I would not annoy people, I would probably tweet like all day. That's everything that I see.
What do you love about Twitter as opposed to the other things like Instagram, Facebook,
Snapchat.
Oh, man.
I feel like people are a lot wittier on Twitter.
They are.
They're so witty. Super great. I love doing that. I love all those people and their jokes. I like following dog accounts on Twitter and Instagram. You know, just like stuff in real life. Like Facebook, that doesn't fly on Facebook.
I'm on Twitter, but I'm not on it enough. I'm not nearly on there as much as you all. But I heard that they've increased the amount of characters. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's not just 140 characters now. You can actually
280 or something like that.
They doubled it. Wow.
Yeah, you can tweet all you want.
It's really nice.
And you can even make a thread. And so you can have like 5 different tweets that are all 240 characters now. If anybody's going to read that is another question.
True.
But it's still the concept of that it's a limited amount of space. You're not writing a whole story there. You're writing something that engages someone, that gets their attention, and then goes from there. All right. Only a few seconds left. Are you a coffee drinker?
I do not drink coffee at all.
You are outnumbered today, Sarah.
I am.
No, I drink coffee. I'm kind of in between, so you're not really outnumbered. I am
Do you have your kombucha today?
I do not. Oh, I just have water today. Lots of water, so have some singing to do today, so drink plenty of water.
Right.
Meredith, thank you so much for being our guest today. Meredith Whitefield, Communication Specialist for the Youth Ministry, for the LCMS Office of National Mission. A pleasure to have you in studio here on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up in just a little bit, we head out to the Quincy area. Quincy,
Massachusetts.
Thank you. I took a breath. Quincy, Massachusetts. Learn how one congregation found a way to serve and engage their community. You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO.